Whitcomb, mysterious old sea captain, sends a letter to Steve Robertson imploring immediate help. Haley, government man in charge of the Quackenbush murder case, makes the astounding statement that the address given in Whitcomb's letter is only a short distance from the wharf where the Golden Star is tied up. It is now late in the afternoon of the same day. Jimmy Allen and Steve are in their room in a modest hotel close to the address in Whitcomb's letter. Listen.
Boy, if you don't look like an old sea dog, I'll drink a barrel of salt water.
you look like quite a sailor yourself, Jim.
Hey, that was a swell idea of yours, going into that waterfront store and buying all these clothes.
Well, I thought it was a lot safer, kid. This way, there's a chance of our hanging around without being recognized.
I don't think your own mother would recognize you, Steve. Your beard sure grows a lot in 24 hours.
Oh, sorry, Doug. Let me go this way for a couple of weeks, I'd look like the old man of the mountains.
Hey, these pants of mine don't fit very good.
That's swell. If they did, people around here think it was funny.
Sure, it's a good thing that you and I make our living flying, Steve.
How's that, Steve?
Well, our faces are so tan that we could just as well have been at sea for a couple of years.
Yeah, that's a break in our favor. Now let's see now. Are we all ready?
I am. How about you?
Well, what do you think? Look all right?
I think you look swell. That bandana you got around your neck is a finishing touch.
You aren't any barking yourself, young fella. Come on, let's go.
Hey, what's this business about sealing? Aren't sailors supposed to roll around when they walk?
Yeah, something like that. Now, let's not try to spread it on too thick. Might not look genuine. The only thing is, don't walk too fast. I never saw a sailor in a hurry.
Well, here's the street. Which way do we go?
To the left, please.
Okay. Boy, this is sure a lot different than the Kansas City Airport.
You bet it is.
What's down there? See all those men and funnels?
Yeah, great sight, too. Look at all those boxes and bales on that wharf.
And all the men putting cargo on board there.
You know, Jim, there's something fascinating about this place. I think if I hadn't taken up flying, it would have been
mine. What about mine, too? Think of all the different countries and the interesting things you see.
And plenty of excitement, too. The sea gives us thrilling moments, just the same as the air does.
Yeah, and another thing, too. We think we have a lot of responsibility when we're chief pilot of an airliner carrying 14 passengers and a crew of three. What about being the captain of a transatlantic steamer when the passengers and crew are up to around 4,000 or 5,000?
Yeah, that's a great responsibility.
Yeah, the captain of a ship like that sure must get plenty of money.
No, I don't know what they get, but they sure deserve a lot. Now, here's the seat we're looking for. Come on, we'll turn up to the left.
What are we going to do?
We just pretend to be a couple of sailors, looking for our friend Ezra Whitcomb. And if we find him, we'll put him in a suit as soon as we're alone.
Yeah, that sounds okay. At least we won't be taking any chances.
Well, that's it. We mustn't forget that the Golden Star isn't very far away. And the Black Pete and that captain will be hanging around.
You say nothing of Bigger Boss.
And the police here, and he sure made us in a hurry.
Let's go slow. Hey, that's the number on the opposite side of the street?
Yeah, I believe you're right. Let's stand here for a second. Sort of look things over.
There's a sign over the door. There's Sailor's Hold.
Well, that's not surprising. There's lots of places like that near the waterfront.
Well, what do you say? Are we going over?
Yeah, I don't see any use in wasting time.
Oh, it's a large house. Must have a lot of room.
Yeah, you're right. Come on, up these steps.
Shall we ask you again in the court? I know which is.
No, I don't think so. Seems to be a little office inside the front door. Let's go in.
Okay.
Hello there, boys. What can I do for you?
Oh, we're looking for an old shipmate of ours by the name of Ezra Whitcomb.
Ezra Whitcomb, eh? Yeah, that's fine. You two are the second ones that have asked for him this afternoon.
We are, huh? Who else was looking for him?
Not so fast, my boys, not so fast. Oh, right. Are you friends of Whitcomb?
Yeah, we be. We've known him for years.
Ah, that's no charge, right? I've known Ezra for years, and I never seen you two before. I'll tell you what you can do. Come on in this room and let's talk about it.
All righty. Come on in, Jim.
Okay.
Just step in here, and then I'll close the door.
Sure thing, shipmate.
Now tell me, who are you, and what do you want with Whitcomb?
Well, I don't believe it'll do much good to give you our name, as far as you've never seen us before.
But I might have heard Ezra mention you sometimes.
Well, tell us first, is Whitcomb here?
I don't know whether I'd be telling you or not. You can't be very good friends of Ezra's, or you wouldn't be afraid to give me your name.
Well, we come here because Ezra asked us to.
And how am I to know that?
Well, Jim, you sort of got to stand the stumps there, ain't he?
Yes, sir.
Well, listen, boys. I followed the sea for years. And after that, I've been running this sailor's home for 15. I know a sailor when I lay eyes on him. You lads don't follow the sea. Now, what are you, government men?
No, we're not government men. What makes you think we're not sailors, Katie?
You got the clothes and you got the windburned faces, but if you're sailors, my name ain't Sam Baker.
All right, Mr. Baker. I guess there's no use trying to fool you. Take a look at this letter.
Yeah. Well, you're Robertson, and this is young Ellen, eh?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You did right by coming clean with me. I'm a friend of Ezra Whitcomb, and just a friend. I've known him for 15 years, many a year. I'd do anything I could for the old boy. He did me a good turn once. I'll never forget it.
Well, tell us, Mr. Baker. Is he here? Can we see him?
No, boys. You can't. He ain't here.
Oh, great.
But he said he'd wait for us.
I know that, but he didn't.
Well, when did he leave?
He left early this afternoon. Not more than an hour before Black
Pete came looking for him.
Black Pete? Oh, you know about it.
He came looking for Whitcomb this afternoon, didn't he?
He did. And I'm afraid of him.
Why are you afraid of him?
Oh, he's a devil, I tell you. A devil. And there ain't a sailor on the high seas that can hit harder than he can.
Yes, I can testify to that, all right.
Oh, so he's kicked you, has he?
Yeah. Yeah, he let me have one on the jaw in Boston. Just before we caught him aboard the Golden Star.
The Golden Star? Why, he's tied up at a wharf here, almost a stone's throw away.
Yeah, we know that. Is Black Pete aboard it?
I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised. He's plenty thick with that rascally skipper of hers.
Yes, we know that, too.
Well, what about Whitcomb? Do you know where he went?
No, I don't. That's what I scared of.
Yeah, I'm afraid I don't understand you, Mr. Baker.
Yes, why should you be afraid of not knowing where he is?
Black Pete said he'd kill me if I didn't kill him.
Yes, but you can't tell him if you don't know.
Yeah, but he thinks I know.
Well, if you're such a good friend of Whitcomb, well, why didn't he tell you where he was going?
Well, I think he must have known Black Pete was coming looking for him. He says, Sam, he says, if I don't tell you where I'm going, you won't be able to tell anyone else.
Oh, yes, I see.
Didn't he say anything else? Is he coming back?
He didn't say nothing about that.
But how did you know about Jimmy Allen and myself?
Well, he told me about you, and he told me you might be coming looking for him. He says, too, when it was safe, he'd let me know where he was.
Well, that's something anyway.
Now listen, Mr. Baker. Don't you have any idea where Whitcomb went?
I ain't got no idea at all. He might be here in New York somewhere, and then again, he might be on his way to China.
Well, the thing that stumps me is how he knew Black Pete was going to come looking for him.
I don't know about that. He comes in about 2 o'clock with his face looking whiter than a new sailor. He packs his bag and tells me what I tell you he told me. Then he leaves by the back way.
By the back way?
Yeah. The back door leads out into an alley.
He wasn't going to take any chances of meeting Black Pete coming in the front door.
Maybe Whitcomb found out about the Golden Star putting in here.
Oh, that would have been easy. He was always loafing around down at the waterfront.
Either that, or he saw Black Pete before Black Pete saw him.
Well, let's be on our way. We know where to go next.
Oh, listen, boy. Listen. Don't be leaving here. I'm scared of this Black Pete, I tell you. I'm scared of him. He's going to come back and kill him.
If he comes back and makes any trouble, you call the police.
The police won't do any good if Black Pete kills me before they get here.
No. Take it easy. Now, look here. I'll figure what we'll do, Mr. Baker. We may be around here now for several days. I think possibly we will. Now, we'll check out the place we're staying and come on over here and stay with you. Now, Black Pete won't hurt you while we're around.
Oh. Thanks a lot, Mr. Robertson. And tell me now, where might you go now?
Well, I think we'll go down and pay a little visit to the Golden Star.
Oh, you've taken your life in your hands to go down there. The boat's got an evil name. There's many a man shipped on her that ain't never come back.
We're going to go down and have a look at her anyway, Mr. Baker.
Yeah. If I was you, I'd wait till it starts getting dark. You're going to have more chance getting by your sailors if people don't see you too well.
Yeah, that's an idea. I think that's pretty good advice. Now, we'll stay here, Jim, until it begins to get dark.
Which won't be more than half an hour.
Now, Mr. Baker, can you tell us anything more? What more do you know about Black Pete?
Oh, he's a tough one. He killed Penny. Two or three ports that I know of, to say nothing of other places I don't know about.
I should think he'd have been in trouble with the law.
Oh, he's been in trouble like heap at times. Not only with the law, but he was mixed up with a mutiny once.
A mutiny?
Yeah, and he's an escaped convict, too.
An escaped convict?
Yeah, he killed a French sailor in a street brawl in Marseille, France. And they sent him to Devil's Island for life. But somehow or other, he got away from there. Oh, I tell you, boy.
What a reputation Black Pete has. Will he prevent Jimmy and Steve from finding Ezra Whitcomb? Tune in Jimmy Allen's next air adventure for some startling development. This program has come to you through the facilities of the World Broadcasting System.